I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth looks at how school gardens help kids learn.
In the heart of downtown Hyannis, High West Elementary School faces a unique set of socioeconomic challenges. Compared to student population averages at schools district and statewide, Hyannis West has a disproportionate number of low-income students. 57% of the school's student body is considered economically disadvantaged. That's almost double the average statewide. But in addition to that, school garden coordinator Sue LaValle says there's a wide array of other challenges.
I think it's about 45% speak a different language at home, and 85% receive free and reduced lunch, and 11% are considered homeless.
To qualify for free or reduced lunch, children must come from families at or below 185% of the poverty level. For a family of four, that means they're bringing in about $30,000 a year or less. Research clearly shows students from lower-income households typically face greater learning challenges than students from affluent households. But amidst all this literature, school gardens are a clear, bright spot.
Everybody knows if a kid sees it grows, they're more likely to try it.
It's not just that trying fruits and vegetables is so life-changing, but exposure to school garden programs is linked to all kinds of improved health outcomes. Better social-emotional skills, lower stress levels, improved grades and test scores, and enhanced knowledge across multiple subject areas. For example, growing lettuce requires a combination of planning, caretaking, responsibility, and hands-on science learning. Data from a 2013 USDA farm-to-school census shows school gardens are significantly less common at schools that serve mainly low-income students. That makes Hyannis West program exceptional. The idea for the garden was planted in 2013 by a Craigville community activist named Steve Brown.
He came to our PTO meeting with a check for $1,000, and he suggested, how about a school garden? I'm a master gardener since 2004, and my kids have been going to school here since 2007, maybe. So I immediately jumped at the chance. I'm like, yes, that would be great.
LaValle worked with Brown to apply for another grant through the Whole Foods Whole Kids Foundation. And with the support of the PTO, they received enough money to dig up the grass, put in raised beds, protect the garden with a fence, and add an irrigation system. Kindergarten teacher Maura Bunshu says most of her students, when they arrive to start school, have had very little access to gardens or even a place at home to play outside.
Usually none. So this year I have one. Most kids don't have a garden at home. A lot of our kids live in apartments, so they don't, or they rent and they're maybe not allowed to do it in the place that they rent. So it's a completely new experience to dig in the dirt. They really have, a lot of them have never done it. We're kindergarten, so it's new and exciting.
You can hear the kids' enthusiasm as they inspect the growth of a lettuce patch they planted in the spring.
This is so cool.
Did you guys know is that real?
This is real.
A randomized controlled study in 2015 at low-income elementary schools across the U.S. divided kids into two groups. Some got time in a school garden classroom, and others didn't. The findings were clear. The school garden intervention raised kids' science knowledge. And the higher the dose, or the more time they spent in the garden, the stronger the effect. Here's Ms. Bunshu again.
I think for them, a lot of it is the tie-in that science is real and that there's a reason why we're learning things and kind of how what we do impacts both the earth and the world around us, and that food comes from somewhere, not just from like a lunch tray or a package, is really big for us.
Hyannis West's garden program is part of a national movement getting young kids learning in the garden outside. The same 2013 USDA farm-to-school census says 42% of U.S. school districts say they participate in farm-to-school activities. And that's a number that continues to grow.
Not only are you going to see them today, but I think you're going to be able to snack on them today.
Yay! For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth told me something she came across in her research that didn't make it into the piece. Studies at Cornell University have shown that even just looking out the window can help kids recover more quickly from stress. For more stress relief, we've got pictures of those kindergarten kids at Hyannis West Elementary School out in their garden right on our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.